Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990. I said episode weird. I said episode weird. I said episode.
Yeah, you're doing everything about this weird. You're standing up around.
I'm standing up.
We haven't even said hello to each other. You walked down, turned on the microphone and just started recording and standing. Sit down. Relax. Okay, so fucking hell, you're making me uncomfortable.
Relax, because I just...
No. I know you just had a massive shit.
No, it wasn't... I had toilet time.
You had a toilet time, you walked back in and now you're going 100 miles an hour. Sit down, young man.
I can't.
You're being very bizarre today.
I know, I'm just...
Let's just... No. Take a second. Follow me. Look me in the eyes. Big breath in. Out. No, not like a fucking...
Again.
Like a normal person.
Yeah.
In. That's not how we breathe.
Yeah.
Out. Okay, now we're relaxed.
Yeah.
Now you can do the intro. Off you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Smut. I did say episode.
Oh, you did again.
Do you think it is? Well, how am I saying it?
Episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Smut Club 1990. Yeah, now I can't unhear the cunt.
Episode. No, I don't think you've ever said it like that ever.
Ladies
before.
And gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Smut Club 1990, the only podcast where we peruse 1990s Australiana pornography. Now, my name's Jake Smith, and I'm joined in the shed out the back of Mum and Dad's house by my little mate from a few grades below. It's me, Peter James. How are you, buddy?
Well, that was all right. That was good. Right? I'm okay. Well.
Oh, we're not recording.
It's
okay. We are recording.
I'm very well, mate. It's good to be back here in the shed.
Thank you.
With you for another smutty little week of joy. I think is the word that I'm going to bring, joy.
Yeah, that's a word. Yeah.
And you're going to bring sort of anger, I'd say anger, aggression.
Just like an unsettled, I feel like my emotional jigsaw is always one piece missing. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's just, fuck, just the, and I, oh, where is it? I'm clamoring so under the couch. I'm trying to find out where the fucking kind of a thing is. I'm trying to finish it. That's what I feel all the time. I feel like it's a unsolved mystery, a cold case in my chest. I don't know whether it's anger or rage or determination or drive or motivation or any of those fucking feelings, but boy, oh boy, do I feel happy it's Sunday and I'm spending it with you, Peter.
On the bright side, to your puzzle analogy,
yes,
you've got most of the pieces. So that's good.
Even then.
If you've got 99 of 100 pieces, well, that's something you can work with that, can't you?
Yeah, but isn't that you're all the optimist there? That's the glass half full.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you've got 99 out of 100. I'm like, yeah, but I'm missing that one.
So it's good. You just got to find your one. And that one may or may not be Jesus. And I think probably Jesus.
I think it's edging dangerously closer, the church. I feel like
every day you wake up, you type in one more number of James McCann's phone number. Okay, I'm ready, mate. I'm ready to come over. I'm there. I want to get full Jesus-y.
No, I mean, I like the concept, but also when I looked at how many things I've technically done wrong, I'm like, oh, we're going to be here. I'm not here forever.
Yeah.
It's fucking, I get it. There are certain things you shouldn't be doing. I understand that. And boy, have I done some of those things. But what do you mean? The threshold? You've been cruel to someone? What do you mean? Have you ever been cruel? Yes. What do you mean? You don't have hobbies? Anyways.
Well, we're back. It's good to be back.
Essentially, I found out the church is against bullying, and I go, well, I've got to find a church that's for it.
Yeah, a pro-bullying church. So anyway, we're back into the magazine.
We're back into the magazine, Peter. That's correct. And now this week, I think I've got something that we're going to enjoy. Okay. I think I've looked at this one here. I've got a couple of options for you here. We've got the bloke from up north, and this is...
Oh.
This is... No, I mean, it's tailored for you.
Can't wait
you're
for
from
that.
Up
yeah,
north.
I'm
you're
up
not
there.
From here. You said you're from Brisbane in a previous episode, and I was thinking about that the other day, and I thought about a scenario in a social
here he
sense
goes. Here's that puzzle piece.
Where you had said that we're both from Brisbane, and I made a cruel remark to you or something like that.
do you reckon it's a... I reckon it's a sky piece. You know when the... You know how the sky piece is like really hard to put with all the other pieces because they look so similar?
Yeah.
I reckon it's a sky piece.
It's got a thunderstorm cloud on it.
Big black
big
cloud.
One.
Being ridden by a black dog.
Yes. That's... What a lovely analogy for the way I feel.
Anyway, so we've got the bloke from up north.
Yeah, we've got the bloke from up north. We've got this fella that says, eat my thrust, and he's...
Pardon me?
He says, eat my thrust, but not...
Dyslexic man that can't spell thrush. Whoa. That's exciting. Go on. Keep going.
But that's... Okay, yep. I like... And then we've got... hang about, plastic fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks this... No, that looks pretty good. It seems to be something to do with man. Okay, nah, we're doing this one. We're fucking doing it.
The mannequin
you know when you know when... You know when you'd glance at it and you see a word and you go, that's it.
Yeah, great.
God mannequin. Wanted me to read this.
Yeah, okay. So we're doing the mannequin one, which was called, say again?
Hang about. Plastic fantastic.
Great. I'm looking at the picture from across the table.
Yep.
It appears to be a mannequin torso with like a coat hanger neck.
Yeah.
So I assume there's been an invention of some kind.
Yeah.
Where you can just hang up your clothes on a body.
Yeah, and then they'll like, you can iron them. I reckon it's something you can iron them and then put them on. They won't have any crease marks. Do you remember when people were worried that you'd get a crease from hanging something on a fucking coat hanger?
Yeah. If you're not if you're not using metal, like wire coat hangers, you're fine. Just go plastic. People that have wire coat hangers, I think, are up there as the most insane people in the world. They're fucked. Hmm. Wire coat hangers. What do you have?
I don't really.
Wire coat hangers. Absolutely. No, you get some plastic coat hangers, and I swear to God, your soul will heal, mate.
It's a mixed bag. It's mainly the majority is plastic coat hangers, but it's nice of you to assume that I have clothes that need hanging up.
Yeah, a pile of black t-shirts and a pair of jeans.
Who hangs a black t-shirt? I wish I was a black t-shirt some days.
Pardon me.
okay, so. anyways, okay.
But imagine that, like, now the whole thing is like maximizing closet space. Imagine I've got six torsos hanging in the cupboard. I have six shirts because I can't fit anything else on account of the fact there are six torsos.
Do you reckon that's what it is?
I think that's what it is. That's my gut feeling.
Well, this one, the story and pictures. So they're both by the same man, Alf Wilson, but he's got a nickname.
Go on.
What could it be? Imagine, what's the nickname you give a journalist who always gets the juicy story?
Really good journo?
No.
Ooh,
he gets the... Or he works at a Cold Rock.
At a Cold Rock?
Could be. Either gets a really interesting story, a hot take, or he works at a Cold Rock. That's right. It's Alf Scoop Wilson. Okay. So here, we've got here, and Alf writes, it says here, kinky banana benders... fronting up to a sweaty Townsville moulding works and shelling out bulk dosh for fiberglass mannequins of nude women to hang their clothes on.
What are you calling kinky banana benders?
Banana benders. What's a banana?
Is that just because they're from Townsville and they're farmers?
I think banana bender is a... what does that mean? I think banana bender actually means... We've got a laptop here for the first time ever. Who's using Chrome? Oh, it's too difficult to look at my phone. But I think a banana bender might be a... Queenslander, maybe?
Or like a far north Queenslander.
Yeah, maybe.
Because that, I've lucked out here. I've got another bloke from up north. Didn't have to do the article. I reckon it's something to do with being from regional far north Queensland, all the farming.
It says, banana bender is a Queenslander. The term derives from the joking notion, as perceived from the southern states of Australia, that Queenslanders spend their time putting bends into bananas. Well,
I
don't think that's funny at all.
It's pretty rude, actually. Mm.
Now,
okay, let's just talk about these southern states for a second. Fucking hell, they have an attitude problem, don't they?
I actually strongly dislike the southern states. I like South Australia
absolutely
because they know what they are.
Yeah.
And they're not trying to be anything more than B minus at best. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They know their place, they know their worth, but these other states, and they're disgusting cities.
I don't want to go as far as to say their cities are disgusting. I quite enjoy their cities. But, I mean, some of them are quite nasty.
Quite nasty about us.
Really not very nice in relation to us. Maybe lovely to each other and to the other southern states. But when we go down there, boy, oh boy, do we cop an absolute flogging to the eardrums of slander and aggression. I don't understand
and,
it.
And I don't think it's appropriate to interrupt me while I'm wearing shorts in the middle of a Melbourne winter, yelling slurs at the top of my lungs in a public place.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on a holiday.
Yeah.
So fuck off.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Yeah. You fucking southern dog.
Little rat bag.
I remember I went to Melbourne once and I went, walked into a pub. This is all before comedy days. And just walked in. I went, "Okay, mate, just scream a VB." And the guy goes, "Are you from Queensland?" Yeah, you know. Before I travelled a lot and worked out that you might have to slow down and enunciate a little bit down there. Fucking hell. Yeah, so Kinky Banana Benders are fronting up to a sweaty Townsville Moulding Works and shelling out bulk doss with fiberglass mannequins of nude women to hang their clothes on here.
Right.
And it says lapsed pom, right, so he's an expat, lapsed pom Dudley Townsend owns the workshop and takes up the story. He says, a woman wanted a mannequin of her body done for her boyfriend. So she came in here and we made one. It was hanging up on the wall and people started to inquire about it. A middle-aged couple came in, spotted it, and ordered two for their son's 21st birthday.
Well, isn't this an interesting thing? So you go in, you get a mold made of yourself.
Yeah.
For a particular single person in the universe.
Yeah.
Then the bloke that makes it goes, I could sell a few more of these to some other people. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, let's sell hundreds to strangers.
Well, I mean, you'd think that the, you know, I don't know the name of the most popular your marital lead, the dildo, that's obviously someone's willy in the world.
Yeah, but he's probably sold. He would have, but yeah, that it would have been made with the purpose. Hey, mate. Love to take a mold of your dick. Fuck, that is fantastic, that thing you've got. That dick is really top-notch.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that. That's big. That's big and would be great.
And veiny.
Inside of other... And veiny?
Veiny. But don't you have remarkably small bollocks? I always find that the dildo... Yeah, every time I see it, they never get the balls right. They are always very disproportionate.
I don't think I've ever seen a dildo with balls. Now that I'm thinking about it.
What do you mean you haven't seen a dildo with balls?
I think I've only just seen them.
Like, have you seen the suction cap ones?
I haven't seen them. I'm usually facing the other way. Bit of a laugh.
We have fun, don't we?
The implication of that would be that I have to get someone else to come in and put it for me, and I cover my eyes and walk in front of it. Back up to it.
Glory hole in yourself.
I'm scared to look at it.
Shove it in my bum. I also like a middle-aged couple came in, spotted it, and ordered two for their son's 21st birthday. Yep. Two for his 21st birthday. Hey, I reckon our son might like to fuck that one, but he goes a bit hard. So we'll get one, make that one weak, and he can kind of have like an apocryphal tale, like learn a life lesson, and then we give him the other one and we teach him the meaning of forgiveness.
Or alternatively, his dad going, oh no, he will want two, and I'll give them to him and make sure he gets both. Don't you think that's a good idea, Deborah?
happy birthday, David. Here's a PlayStation. I've got two things to take care of. See you later. have a great time, cunt. Happy birthday, little shit. Anyways, it says, word soon spread, grabbing the interest of Oz's trendiest clobber floggers.
Okay.
So it says here, Australian fascist houses. Australian fashion houses.
You say Australian fascist houses?
Freudian slip. Oh. I don't know if the mics picked that up. There seems to be some kind of a...
There's some sort of...
Some kind of hooligan rally. Oh, that'll be one of those bar crawls.
Oh, yes. Pub crawls. Well, they're gone now.
They're gone now, thank you.
And we shall continue on.
It said, Australian fashion houses have been on to me and I'm making some for them, the gifted body hatcher explains. Body hatcher. Says, I can produce them as often as needed and they can be painted in various colours. Now, he said, I'll hand this over to you in a second. It said, Dudley hand forms the casts for the mannequins from plaster of Paris and then makes a fiberglass mold. Then he makes the mannequins, 200 to date.
Wow, but there's still never been no explanation on this woman that originally got the bust made.
Well,
on what her, I mean, is that, am I seeing a photo of her right now with her mold?
Yeah.
Okay, so she seems pretty
I don't think that's mold, I think it's pubic hair, but. Oh, shut up, mate. That was funny.
Very right. Fucking good.
Spunky. Let's go from Spunky there.
All right. Spunky girls have even come into Dud's shop and asked if he could knock up a copy of their own bodies, including... I love this. So, mock up their bodies. Including...
Yep.
Tits and spadgers.
Spadger!
To get to their husbands or lovers. Hey, mate, I'd love a mold of my naked body. Could you... Is it extra... Does it cost extra if I get my tits and my spadger put on? Or does that come in... Is that just
is that in
part
the package?
The yeah, no, we don't make like a Ken doll thing of your body.
I really would like the spadger included.
I'd love my spadger. Wait. I even brought a pencil.
Oh, no, a bit of a call,
so
mate.
I can tuck...
Tucking piss
in
flaps.
Reference to last week. But I'm not going to say piss flaps. But
do you think when he gets the spadger... Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I reckon we would have got a good 5 minutes of like breathless laughter out of Spadger 50 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Like the first time we saw Spunter. And now Spadger, well, it does... It gives
never
me
heard Spadger before.
Never.
But it doesn't even touch the socks.
No, it's just like, I'm so immune.
That's, yeah.
I do like a silly word though. So Spadger, do you think when he's talking about that, do you think that's the full internal... I don't want to be crass, but you know what I mean?
The insidey bits.
The full
I
anatomy.
I would say... No, I think it would just be the external parts you can see
the mons,
molded over. Pardon?
The mons pubis.
The mons, yes.
And the external parts of the
that's
body.
What I would assume. Yes. But, you know, maybe... you know, what's his name? Dudley Townsend. Maybe he does a very thorough job. I think based on the crazed look in his eyes in this picture, he's more than willing to go wherever you will let him.
Look at the tint in those glasses. Can I get the pedophile beige?
There's something about this era where you must have just been diagnosed as a fucking sex pest and they gave you these glasses.
Those glasses were so popular in 1996.
Isn't
like
it?
All my dad wears glasses and wears like that style, and yeah, all right. The photos from like the yearbooks because he's a school teacher. He's just got these. Like, but right. Like,
so
all
it's not. It's not just the. It's not the criminals wearing it. It's everyone, and as a result, the criminals are also wearing them.
That's
okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just finished watching the Jeffrey Dahmer thing.
Oh yeah.
And you go, man, that's back. Like he's styled them, and all the other crazies have gone. Fuck, Jeffrey wears those.
He's just
no everyone.
Everyone.
Well, good on you, Dud. So this is a quote from Dudley. The girls take their gear off in the privacy of my shop. Something about that is not right.
The privacy of my shop, where I am.
So they take their gear off in the privacy of my shop and then have Vaseline placed on their pubic hair area. More again. Why? That's not right either.
No, this
just
is a
put
man
some who, Vaseline on your pubic hair area.
This is a man who's desperately trying to not say spadger. And then obviously with and hit the two. No, it's like a uni student trying to uni's what we do in the major cities after school.
Adult kindergarten?
Yeah, kind of like that. It's like I'll show
related to something that I would
it's like done. It's like second high school. Have you?
Why would you do a second high school if you've already done a high school?
Well, it's if you're born in Brisbane or a capital city. So it hasn't made its way up north.
I'm so confused.
Yep. So you know how a uni student.
Sorry, Mitch. I'm on my sixth banana, and it is about to have a little kink in it.
like someone who's trying to desperately make the word count on an assignment. That's what he's explaining. He's going, and hitherto, therefore, ergo, Vaseline on the pubic hair area.
Not the pubic area, which is also a totally fine thing to have said, and it makes sense. But the pubic hair area.
Pubic hair area. Should be the...
What a cumbersome sentence. On the pubic hair area. So the plaster doesn't stick and rip their hairs off.
Okay.
That everything about that sentence is wrong. The privacy of my shop, the pubic hair area, and I don't want it to rip their hairs off. Not out. Off.
I don't want to rip the hairs off.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fucking hell. The Michelangelo of mold adds reasonably. There we go. Regretfully, none of the girls whom Dudley had prepared earlier would get photographed with their plastic end product.
Right.
Okay. This is a private thing between myself and my lover, one confided to the picture while carefully picking little bits of plaster out of her...
Oh, is this one that's got you? Mm-hmm. Start again.
Oh, this is a private thing between myself and my lover. Yeah. One confided to the picture while carefully picking little bits of plaster out of her resin-drenched snatch. Resin-drenched is great. Not surprisingly.
I love your snatch is resin-drenched.
Fucking hell, mate. Couldn't have brought an umbrella to the shop. Ugh. Not surprisingly, Dudley reckons the demand for fiberglass ass is huge. Imagine if you could go to the wardrobe and hang your clothes on an image of your girlfriend, he teases. It would be something very different.
It's
very different. Not as different as switching clothes with your real girlfriend, but that's the end of the article.
What?
Isn't that
well, we're doing another article.
Absolutely.
Because there was no substance to that at all. This is a bloke. There's nothing interesting about that at all.
I molded a Sheila. A few other people thought that was sick. I made a few hundred of them. I might do an ass. What do you think about that?
It'll be different.
Hey, it'll be different.
Different.
It What's won't just name? Include the tits and the spadgers. Oh, it'll include spadger. Their bottom.
I'm going to say spadger's actually starting to tickle me a little bit now.
Spadger.
Dudley Townsend. What's his name? Dudley Townsend. In Townsville.
Yeah, Dudley Townsville Townsend.
He'd be dead. He'd have to be dead.
A few people are dead at his hands, absolutely, but I don't know if he's still alive or not.
The first result is University of Queensland. I think you're off the money there, Bruce.
I know what Queensland means, but again, I'm going to have to get you to explain.
The first bit?
The first bit.
It's like, imagine if after school care went forever. Went for 3 years.
Yeah, sick.
Where it's just, kind of, you can kind of come and go as you please at uni, but no one really wants to be there.
That's pretty fucking awesome, actually. I might have to look into it.
Yeah.
Well, that was great. I enjoyed that. I know it was nothing, but I thought that was a fun
one. I like saying spadger.
I'm going to say, in terms of enjoyment in that article for me, I would give that like a 7. I thought that was quite...
I thought it was quite funny.
I thought that was funny. I enjoyed
now
that.
Now, I'm just going to go through and we'll just pick another article. Actually, maybe we'll do...
I'd love to do the other up north bloke.
I just saw a very funny ad that said here, anal orgasms take me from behind, baby.
Sick. Well, while we're up that part of the world, I wouldn't mind chatting about the other far northern boy.
All right, let's do it.
What was the title of this one again?
It says, The Bloke from Up North.
Sick.
Now, I will say...
Yeah.
We'll have a look at this together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very picture heavy.
Yeah, very picture heavy, but that's okay. I think we'll be fine here. So, it says here, it looks like this guy's won some kind of competition, right? Because he's clearly a fucking halfwit.
Okay? Yeah.
He's got the worst haircut I've ever seen, right? It's like maybe a number 4 blade all over and then a long fringe, but...
Oh, fuck. Like rat's tail from the front.
Yeah, it's like a reverse rat's tail.
Oh,
he looks like...
Christ.
He looks like shit.
What a
like
awful.
Proper bad. Like,
look
no
at him
good.
Enjoying his first cocktail as well.
Oh, man. You
never
know,
had one before. Most certainly.
You know when cocktails now look nice, are quite nice, but they haven't changed. It's just the presentation of the cocktail has changed.
Yeah.
Like a Glacier Cherry is quite hacky. You wouldn't see that anymore. And now in the place of orange, you'd kind of see a dried orange or, you know, it'd be not... Yeah. Like
a twist, you might have a twist of orange.
He looks like he's having a cartoon cocktail. Like it's clearly a big fucking...
Quite literally a quarter of an orange is on the edge of his glass.
That's yeah, big tacky garnish.
That massive fucking thing.
Now, it's got him here and he's with this Sheila. Most of the photos she's got a baps out, right? Mm-hmm. She's... Oh, look, they're looking at a big dildo and see, look at the size
it's got
of the balls.
Aren't
they?
Balls
no, they're small relatively. I always find they're too small, the balls.
I suppose really, what you're saying is
not
correct.
Really interact with him very much. Okay, so from what I can tell, I think he's won some kind of competition.
Right.
Let's read on.
Go on.
It says, dear readers, well, the winner of the Winner Date With Me competition way back in issue number 400 turned out to be a very decent bloke. He didn't spew on me shoes once, writes Kylie the Prentice. Is the name of the author
okay,
here.
Okay, that's the girl with her baps out.
Yeah. Pictures by Dave Morgan. Interesting. I thought it was Dave Not Again Morgan, but he seems to have lost his nickname. He had the nickname.
Is that really?
Yeah, Dave Not Again Morgan. Remember him?
No, but that's fucking very funny.
He had a nickname 2 years ago. This is in the 1993 edition he did, but he's still there like, it's just Dave now.
He's matured a lot. In the last couple of years.
He doesn't keep it.
He doesn't keep doing it, whatever it was.
What it was. Oh, not again. Says here, so this is talking about the fella who's won the competition. His name is Phil Britton, and he was from a place called Catherine in the Northern Territory, which I think is overseas somewhere.
Bit of a laugh. So different up north. Up north in the middle.
He said he was in the Air Force, but he didn't say which one. That's pretty funny, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Now, he'd never been to Sydney in his entire life, and boy, was he stoked to be here. He reckoned some of his mates on the base back home had offered him $500 to take his place. That means a night out with me must be worth that much. Pretty good, huh?
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And it says, funny thing is, there's at least one drongo in this country who reckons a date with me is worth dingo poop.
Oh, what? Who would say that about you, Kylie?
There's at least one drongo in this country who reckons a date with me is worth dingo poop. The first bloke I chose turned me down. When we called him to say he'd won, he said he was too busy. Sheesh.
Oh, mate, if you're out there, if you're out there listening to this,
you turned down
a fucking idiot you are.
You turned down a date from Kylie the Prentice? Kylie the Prentice, she
must be absolutely rolling in your grave right now, mate. Furious with yourself. Look at this bloke. He's had a wonderful night out. He's gone to the big Coca-Cola sign in Sydney with a chick with his tits out. He's gone to the Elvis Presley Museum with a chick with her tits out.
Look at this one. He's having a bite to eat. She's feeding him a bite of steak. And she's got her tits out.
You have fucked up. You could have had a big cocktail with a giant orange and gone to the dildo small ball factory.
Look at this one. She's on his back right now and you wouldn't believe what else is on the back of his head.
Tits mate. They're out.
They're always out.
So, sorry, mate. You lost.
Anyways, Kylie the Prentice continues. She says, that meant Phil was the big winner. So, shit.
Wait, go on.
This is to the other bloke.
Yeah.
That meant Phil was the big winner, so stick a big black dog up here, you other bloke.
A big black dong.
Big black dog.
Big black dog.
Yeah, get a dog up here.
Yeah, great. Good on you, Kylie. Tell
Good
him,
on you,
mate.
Kylie. Yeah, you're
get after it.
Fucking very, very lady like that. yeah, get a big black dog up here. It says, anyway, here's all the pics that Dave, the photographer, took of me and Phil's big night out in Sydney. Well, the pictures we could safely publish anyway.
Mm.
And now we've already described a couple of things here, but maybe we'll go through. It says here, first we went for tea. I think going out for tea is a funny thing to say on a date.
Yeah. Let's go for tea. You
want to
go for tea?
Hey, babe, what about you know, you're talking after the little show, flirting with the
hand on the knee.
It's like, well, look, I think we've had too much to drink tonight. I just have a little kiss and go, well, I'd love to take you out for tea this week. I'd love to take you out for tea.
Yeah, great.
It's a very funny thing to say. Dinner, cunt. Can we go to dinner? He took me for tea and then he finally smash me spadge. Fucking hell.
So they go for tea?
At a swanky restaurant. Phil had kangaroo. I had me milkers out.
I had me milkers out. Then we went to a place called the Hard Rock Cafe where me tits made all the blokes hard as rocks.
Oh, great.
There we go.
She's going to talk about her tits every time. We strolled past the famous Coke sign. Fucking hell, big night of the town. We strolled past the famous Coke sign named after the bloke that found Australia, Captain Coke.
Oh. Can I say, you've classed that up. She goes, named after the bloke what found Australia.
Ah, the bloke
named after the bloke what found Australia, Captain Coke.
Also, crowbarred.
Absolutely. I reckon there'll be more of that where there is to go. We then went to a nightclub where we met a very strange bloke who looked a bit like Mickey Mouse and reckoned he wasn't really a... Oh, and reckoned he kind of wasn't really a bloke. Okay, it's a big drag queen.
Ah, yeah, yeah, I'm with him. Right, yeah, there we go. Good. I sat on Phil's head while we shared a penis colada.
Some dudes in a car went by, and I think they liked Phil's shirt. Now, that's what's funny about that photo is she, once again, has her tits out. So yeah. Why would they like his shirt when her tits...
I reckon anyway, she's the main attraction, the reason that they've pulled over there. So. They've pulled over there.
You think so? They love her breasts. Absolutely. The way they look.
Shut up.
Go on.
I like your breasts and the way they look. I'd like to ask you to tea. said, at a Bucks night in a sex shop, I saw the second biggest candle I've ever seen. Phil seemed a bit embarrassed, but...
Candle's a big cock.
That's funny. She's holding a cock.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're flipping over the page here. And we got more to come. Oh, more pictures. How exciting. We danced to all those great songs, like Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. All right, next one.
I reckon she's running out of steam, Kylie the Apprentice. Says taxis are hard to get in... No. Says taxis are hard to get in King's Bloody Cross late at night, so we had to make do with what we could flog, find, look at what they're on.
They're on an electronic scooter.
Well, it's not electronic, it's a petrol.
I used to... fucking dad used to have one of those.
Yeah.
Little petrol scooter.
See, that was fine.
Now that I'm remembering, it had like a picture of a naked chick on where you put your feet.
Of course it did. I reckon your dad has pictures of naked chicks on most of the stuff he owns.
Yeah, toothbrush. Sorry, yeah, now I'm thinking about
microwave. microwave. It's just the keypad's just a little Sheila. Like,
yeah, all he does every time is just fours and six.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
46 minutes and 66 seconds.
I reckon put it on for 1, 3, and 8. A bit of a... If anyone else out there is on the spectrum, I was referring to...
On a keypad, if you imagine a naked woman over the keypad, her breasts would be in Jake's head on 1, 3, and 8.
No, 8 would be the spadge.
The spadge. Yeah, apologies.
Who listens to this podcast?
I'd be licking the back of the laptop.
Obviously, yes. Who's this podcast for?
Us, mostly. We have a good time.
Yeah.
So here's a picture. She's dragging him into the hotel room because he's passed out. For some reason, Phil seemed reluctant to enter his hotel room because he's passed out.
Yeah.
And now, don't you reckon in this photo he looks an awfully lot like Brian from the back of the cigarette packets?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah, that's very Brian-ish. yeah, okay. Says here, Phil's winning style. Well, maybe this must be the thing that he wrote in. Oh man, is this like one of my true cringes? Is doggerel poetry? Do you know what doggerel is?
No.
Like bad, almost intentionally bad. Just shit poem, right. Shit rhyming scheme, hacky bad poetry. Like, you know when you when you're 14, you write a fucking little poem to a girl that you like or something. It's like so fucking cringe and misguided.
Oh, like a serious...
Yeah, serious...
When you've tried to do a serious poem.
A serious attempt at poetry, but it's gone completely awry. Mm. But you think it's good. There's nothing more cringe. I find that anyone who creates art and thinks it's good in earnest and it's just really bad and I'm about to
or
read...
Or like when you... I don't know if you've had this, but like, yeah, someone you sort of know on Instagram... Well, has added you... This has happened to me recently. Added you into their, like, close friends, so you can only see their close friend story.
Yeah.
And have, like, a four-part original song that they've written the lyrics to. That's sort of the vibe of which...
The exact vibe. Sweaty palms?
And they're also not known for that. You know what I mean? It's not like... Not like a friend of mine that is a singer-songwriter let me behind the curtain.
Yeah.
It's, okay, so what I know about you is you live in a van.
Yeah.
And you do the occasional bit of, I guess, hula hooping. Mm-hmm. That's what I know you for.
Sure.
Not for your lyrics. And let's keep it that way.
It's just my... I've told you my mum sent... Oh, I shouldn't. My mum sent me those sketches. Oh, I've sent this to you last night. Oh, my mum took up art in retirement and she did a sketch of me.
I couldn't remember who did that drawing, but fucking hell, it's funny.
It's just, you know, it's just anything that's just... God, they poured their heart and soul into this.
I've drawn you, my son.
But it's no good. But it's just... Oh, it's the same thing with watching bad comedy. yeah. when someone has just poured everything into it and then they get up there. It's tap, tap, ha, oh, fuck. every cabaret comedy show I watch, I go, oh, fuck, not again. Just see the most earnest, 1, 2, 3, 4, da, 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 oh, shut the fuck up. Please. Please, who is this for? Says a man who records a fucking podcast once a week. I don't know how many people even fucking listen to this anymore, but every time I see cabaret, it ages me 25 years. I can't watch it anymore. I can't. It's just the incessant the electric piano sound. The do-do-do-do-do. And I went to the do-do-do. Yep. Boom, boom. Oh, but. So anyways, so it says here, this is the... I'm not well at the moment.
Man, I keep saying that puzzle piece really fucking getting further and further away from being found.
Not well. says here, so this is his poem. I'm sure that hopefully this won't set me off. Yeah. It says, you're so sexy and so nude. Fuck, you're so nude, eh?
Can I guess the next rhyme? Rude. I'm going to say rude. Almost certainly is going to be rude. No? Oh, fucking hell.
Shit, this is... awesome.
Go on, go on.
So this is his poem he's written as a submission to win the date. You're so sexy and so nude. I want to win the beer and food. A night. Oh my god. A night with you as my date, and after that I'll masturbate.
This ain't bad.
I'm in the Air Force, 3 years to serve. A body like yours, it's such a perv. The planes I guard, intruders I shoot. My balls are loaded, I need a root. I want to take back everything I said before. This is awesome.
Good stuff.
To stay in Sydney, a hotel so swank, and after meeting you, I no longer wank.
Okay.
I think of you... want to dance, I've got to go, I just came in my pants.
Yes.
Well,
that's absolutely beautiful.
That is fucking awesome.
A worthy winner.
Wowee.
I think we can say.
That is just fucking hell. All right, well. We're just going to finish off with this last little bit here. It's like a little mini part, also by Jane it seems, or the pictures are now by John McCann. Okay. It says, hero wrapped in my bust. Actually, you can read this bit out. Sorry, please. I've really been in a little magazine hole. No, I'm sorry about that earlier rant about cabaret.
No, I thought that was spectacular. I thought you did well. Here we go. Hero wrapped in my bust. In what has been hailed in certain circles somewhere or other... Oh, sorry. In what has been hailed in certain circles somewhere or other as the best competition in a very long time, a bronze cast of my milk wagons... has
shut
been
up.
Won. Yes.
Shut up.
Milk wagons, jump on it. Get on in my milk wagons. I can
we
only
got
fit 2%.
We got skim.
I just want milk wagons to taste like real milk wagons. So my milk wagons has been won by Lucky Lenny Watson from Ipswich up in Godzun. Godzun?
Is it like G-O... like own? O-W-N?
O-N-E.
In...
Ipswich, Godzun.
God's own, what?
Ipswich, God's own. Why, up in God, is that like God's country?
Maybe God's country. God's own. Is it because that's where we religious back? Hold on, God's own Australia. What does that mean?
Is the place called God's own?
Anyway,
moving on. Lenny nearly pissed himself.
Shit.
Not really. When he heard that he'd won the comp from issue 419.
No, it's not an appropriate reaction.
No, he's nearly done a piece.
I nearly shit myself. I've never gone, oh, fuck, I'm going to piss myself. I'm so excited.
I'm going to urinate. I'm excited. I jumped for joy, then ran down the road to tell my mates at the pub, Lenny gasped. Spookily, the winner of my bronzed bosoms is also in the hero RAAF.
Yeah, in the RAF, in the Air Force.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon the majority of the readers of this are in the Defence Forces.
Yeah, they get shared around the dorms, you'd say.
Yeah.
Just like the bloke who won my date. Being a bachelor, Lenny beamed. Good word. I needed busty bronze around the place and Kylie, bless her little freckles.
Bless your little freckles, love.
Kylie, bless your little freckles, mate. You've absolutely come through here. around the place.
Bless your freckles. That's now in the vocab.
Bless your little freckles.
Bless your little freckles.
Has come to my aid. Bless her little freckles. My pleasure, mate. And Lenny reckons he's going to treat my chest puppies with complete respect.
Oh, chest puppies, milk wagons, what are they?
I don't know, mate. They're versatile. I'm going to go out to Kmart and buy them a nice white lacy bra for those nights when I take her out to the pub. Oh, and the picture is him, and he's coked up beyond belief based on the look in his eyes, and he's put like whipped cream on her breast and he's licking them off at the pub.
Let me have a look. Oh, he's off his fucking head.
Truly.
That's not drugs. That's just good old fashioned. Look at the grog blossom he's got on his nose.
The grog blossom?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Have you heard that?
Never heard that. Love
grog blossom, just a burst blood vessel. You know when you see old alcoholics or yeah. For instance, me, when you have the burst around the cheeks?
Old alcoholics in their early 30s.
I'm an old alcoholic at heart and in age and in demeanor and behavior. Oh, isn't that a foul, foul thing that we've just witnessed? Well, that was good. I like that we finished with that. I think that's nice.
That's beautiful. Good to hear about a few boys from up north, both Darwin and Townsville.
And you're so sexy and you're so nude. I want to win the beer and food.
That's a beautiful line.
Isn't that fantastic? That's really gonna stay with me.
I think the Instagram account has been relatively inactive. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little picture of this. I'm going to post the poem, and I'm also going to post that awful, awful photo of your mum. Little drawing.
I would like that.
Done.
I would like you not to share that. We can't. It'd just break her little heart.
Well, it wasn't done by your mum then. I did it.
Well, you should stop paying for art classes.
Oh God, I missed when you were inside me.
What?
Oh, sorry, I was still in the character of your mum.
Oh, God. Oh, fucking hell, eh?
I got distracted. I didn't know what I was doing
okay,
there.
Okay, we'll do the plug.
Anyway, thank you so much for coming down here to the shed, everybody. What a wonderful time we've
had. Thank you so much, guys.
Jacob, what's going on in your world?
We've heard about...
In the comedy club. Let's
thank
just
you.
Go.
yeah, sorry. We need to redefine the scope.
What's
again.
Going on at Good Chat Comedy Club?
And of course, listeners, I'd like you to, if you're struggling mentally, bottle it up. Bottle up until you fucking blow. Anyways, I'm fine. I am actually fine. Nothing. Happy days. I'm happy at the moment. Everything's good. Happy. I haven't. I feel really good
yes.
about everything.
Absolutely.
I have really took apart some keyboards this week. Anyways, that's fine. Multiple keyboards. Now, what's happening at the club this week? Well, I'm glad you asked, listener. So this week we've got a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We've got shows every night of the week except for Saturday, Sunday. I don't know what I'm saying. We got shows Tuesday through to Friday. Come on, Dan. We've been selling out like crazy. We've got you, Peter. You're hosting on Friday, and you're also hosting the open mic on Tuesday night. Now, if you've never been to an open mic night, I would strongly encourage you to come along. It's great fun. It's the only joy I get in life anymore.
I would love you to come to Friday. I would suggest you come to Friday. If you do live in Brisbane, we are back for Shad and Pete Save the World on October 28th, which I'm very excited about. And brand spanking, brand new material from Fantastic Comments happening on Monday the 31st here in Brisbane, which I'm very, very excited about. If you live in Cairns, every Monday night, Laughing Heart Comedy, be sure to get down. Some exciting, exciting secret special guests coming up. Not so secretively, Tom Ballard doing a work in progress show on November 6th.
Tom Ballard?
I highly recommend going to see Tom Ballard.
Oh, from J-J-J?
From
J-J-J? He used to host mornings on
Yes. And from all the other things that he's done. Fantastic, fantastic.
Oh,
gentleman.
He had a show on the Abaca.
Ah, absolutely. It's wonderful. So go and see that November 6th and just go along. Any week in November is really a good week to go along. That's all I will say. So thank you, Jake. Good on you. Another
thank you, Peter. Thank you.
In the bag. And we'll be back next week.
Hopefully.
For a bit more. Well, nurse permitting. So we'll talk to you all then. Goodbye.
Will you do it as a solo show?
I'll do the voices, yes. I'll do both.
That's all I want.
Hello, I'm Peter James.
Was that me?
That's you. Oh, Jake, what are you saying? Jake, what's going on at the club? No, Jack, just tell us what's happening on a Wednesday.
It's uncanny. See you next week, listeners.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.